Hello. Thanks everyone for coming out and missing the game.
What game?
What game? I don't know. I hear that's a football game. It definitely is. Let's give it up for the Frank Wakefield Band.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Is everything okay? Uh-oh. Most enough for record, huh? Can y'all hear that okay?
Yeah.
Now, that sounded more like it does than it did a while ago, don't it?
Is that tolerable or tolerable?
Tolerable.
Oh. Y'all ready? Is that too loud there?
It's too fast. That's the best note you hit all night.
Don't get me tickled, I won't be able to do I wish I could play a mandolin like that. What's next?
Somebody loves you,
Sugarbooger. Get this out of the way. I'm trying to get too fancy here. Well, I feel so unnecessary when the tie gets in the way. We got a whole bunch of stuff for you tonight. Some requests. And let me tell you who everybody is here real fast before we testify. This fellow right there on the fiddle, he's from California. And I went into retirement about 97. He got me to come back out again. And I'm glad you did, because I feel younger now. Because I feel more like I do now than I did then, at least.
Me too.
You neither? I know, but it's strange, but I really do, no kidding. And he got me all his bookings and everything. And I appreciate that, and these young ladies that got us come here, and these folks and all this bar and everything. I'm sure glad. I hope that ball team is not. I hope they both win. They ain't going to keep us from doing what we need to do, are they? As long as we win. And Jim, won't you introduce everybody else? Jim Moss, you the man. He sure appreciate it.
We have on the guitar from Santa Cruz, California, our guitar player, Jim Lewin. He's the latest full-time member. We have two guitar players. Frank's kind of hard on guitar players. Our banjo player now, not Dave here, but our banjo player, Graham, his wife wanted to get in the family way, and he wanted to be there when it happened. So he's not with us right now.
She's doing about a month.
Right, she's due tonight, I think.
And that's true.
She's due in February. It was 3 weeks ago. Anyway, so we got a hold of Dave Bragman to help us out.
Thank you.
And sure nice to have me to come way down here and give you all such a nice hand. It's good to have me. Boy, you all look awful bad tonight. Am I in trouble?
Again?
When we're playing, don't you leave, okay? Okay, I said that. If you leave, I'm going to go with you. Here's the one on some of the old records called Somebody Loves You, Darling. What key we do that in F?
Yeah.
Last time we did it in F, didn't we?
No, in F.
Oh.
What? Let's try it in F.
Let's try it in F tonight. Okay. I brought my F string.
Did you?
There's gonna be a wedding.
again.
Boy, it's sure good nice to be out here in Ohio. I was raised up mostly in Dayton, y'all know where that is. Man, there's a lot of Bill Hillies around there too, just like up here. It's sure good to be home. I played in Dayton last night, almost about 12 below zero down there. And I'm sure glad people came out to see us just like y'all do. And it's cold out tonight, it's about...
Heat wave,
yeah. And I live way up in Saratoga Springs, New York. I moved up there, and it's really cold up there. In the mountains in Adirondacks, it's really cold. It's about 25 last night. I was glad I was here in 8 below. That's a something other end, at least. Now we'd like to do a hardcore bluegrass tune called, you all probably never heard this one here. It's wrote probably before I was born, called Hit Parade of Love. Who kicked it off, me or you? Cat when I was about 6 years old, old Tomcat.
Yeah, we have that on the website. It's a
a lesson. You teach mandolin players how to play that on the candlewater.com. We have a website.
Oh, okay.
Just search on the official Frank Wakefield website, and you'll see the catnip lesson.
Can I see it, too?
Yeah. You recorded. We recorded that, didn't we?
No, we did that.
Yeah.
We'd like to do that for you. We put these funny stops in there. And it's off an ugly song. And see if y'all like it, okay? If you don't like it, I'll play it real fast so you won't have time to hate it, okay? Is that resoundable? Is that resoundable? All right. See, y'all wise. You know what I talked with you. He got me back in talk with you. You know that, right? Yeah. Here's Nat Kill. Was it okay?
I don't want to get tickled. I can't get untickled.
turn everybody else down except me.
That makes
me a nice filler, don't it? Now, I'd like another tune I wrote about 1956 when I was raising up in Dayton. I wrote a lot of songs, and I wrote, I'd say, the Stone Ponies and Linda Ronstadt, her first hit record I wrote about in the 60s. But I wrote Counting on David when I was about 20 years old, I think it was.
Last year?
No, it was last year. And and to be 69 years old, I'm doing pretty good to be a picking man. I'm really happy about it. Thank you. Now we'd like to do that song that I wrote about 1956 called Counting on David. We do a quartet. Do I do bass, baritone? Which one do you do? This one, he has to sing real high. I ought to tell this, but we had to get an operation on him.
Came out of the band fun, though.
You don't know what I'm fixing to say, does it? Because ordinarily, I don't know how to put it to you because I'm embarrassed already. My face is red as a shirt, probably, ain't it? Oh, I forgot I had some red on tonight. Yeah, he had to get an operation, you know, because women sings real high.
I'm not a woman.
He sings.
We didn't go that far.
No. Well, I mean, I had to go operate, though.
Oh. They had to rasticate me.
Yeah, right. I'm embarrassed again.
I wasn't using it anyway.
Damn, I can't do nothing wrong tonight. I mean, right. I better come up with something, ain't it?
Well, David, David, what a shepherd, Lord.
Good Lord.
He killed a child.
Good Lord.
Down for Joe.
Good Lord.
Little David
played on his harp. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Played on his harp. Hallelujah.
How long did he run?
Good Lord.
How long did he fall?
Good Lord.
40 days. Then God told Noah, he
would
build an ark.
40 days
and night, then he would start.
Good Lord,
little
baby laid on his heart. Hallelujah, hallelujah, laid on his heart. Hallelujah,
hey, pretty baby.
Something I didn't write this time. I'd like to do something on the mandolin for you where I do these two and three parts. Sounds like it's two of me. And ain't no mandolin players up here. I got to do this all on the set. Sometimes I get scared because I'm afraid I may miss a note. So I don't brag on myself till I get through. This is called Danny Girl. I mean, Danny Boy. See what y'all think about it, okay? Can you hear this way back in the back, okay?
Yeah, I can hear it back here.
Oh, okay. I forget what you call it, but it is anyway. At least. And see, what you understand about this in here, where I do single picking on the notes, and them too. Was that okay? This microphone sound okay on that mandolin?
Okay.
It works okay, huh? That way, good thing you're doing a good job on the sound. See, if I make a mistake, I can't lay it on you. Tunes I write, I usually get people named for me. But I forgot to, somebody asked me to do a certain song, one of my Jesus tunes. He said do number 16, and I forgot which one that was. I did the wrong one. And he asked me to do another, and I forgot which one it was. So I usually have to do both of them. Or do one twice. Whichever works the best. Why don't we do a quartet, and how about doing Get On Your Knee and Pray? Y'all hear that? Well, it's a good thing people like you all are special people who support acoustic music, because this is where the only thing that's originated in America is this sort of bluegrass music.
And jazz.
And what?
And jazz.
Oh, jazz. I never heard none of that. I don't know about that part. I can't speak for that. I know Louis Weakleg did something. Was that his name?
Yeah, Louis Weakleg.
And who it mean?
Trumpet player.
The guy plays that bugle?
Armstrong.
Who?
Louis Armstrong?
I thought it was Louis Weakley.
Yeah, Louis Weakley.
Something like that. Boy, I'm glad I graduated from second grade.
Yeah.
I'm wise, too wise. What have we got to do? You got me fused now.
Get on your knees.
Oh, okay.
Katie Hill.
See, when you get me a 70 coming up pretty soon, your memory don't preaches right. It makes you forget things sometimes, even if you want to or not. Sometimes you like to forget things, don't you? That's why you all come down tonight, you want to forget your troubles. How cold it is out there, so you figure you might as well come in here, get warm, and dance around and have some good time with some good music. And that ain't acting too much, is it?
Acting?
Yeah. I'm sure glad I came all the way down here to see you all. And I came from cold to real cold to shoot. It's really comfortable down here to me.
25.
Yeah, it's about, supposed to be about 80 tomorrow, I think. 80, is that right?
Let's go to the beach.
In Cleveland tomorrow, right. But this is Cleveland. We're right in Cleveland, right?
Right. This is the beach.
It's been it's almost
the beach. Yeah. Cleveland Beach.
It's been almost 100 years since I played in Cleveland. Well, take or give a little. I was probably oldest of most of y'all then. Neither one of you were 25 years old. Maybe it's because I'm getting younger. Y'all probably look older to me. Boy, it's good to be crazy, though, you know. You hear the people that don't know nothing. I don't even suspect nothing. But that's the only way to be, ain't it? That's how you have to get along, no kidding. I don't see how I can tolerate these fellas here. He goes in a restaurant and he sees a pretty girl and says, "Lady, you're awful ugly." And boy, it scares me to death. And he's back in Topper when he says it, convinces them they're not ugly, but boy, you're dangerous. So you see what I go through with, right? Well, I better prosecute this mutiny.
Now that you got us all in
with your phone. What does that noise go? Boom, boom.
That's your feet, I think.
Is that my foot doing that?
Well, the mic's got to be on.
I didn't get a chance to shake a tire today.
Probably low end. That's better.
Get so my foot's probably dirty.
That's all right.
I'm glad they didn't know what I meant.
Keep it from sounding troubling.
He shook a tire for about a week. He takes that new kind of deodorant, 5-day deodorant. You don't believe me, you stand right there and you find out. So you know why I'm sniffing, right?
I have witnesses.
Boy.
I have witnesses
now,
that didn't.
Now happen. My face is red now, ain't it? Boy, the truth, when I tell the truth like that, my face gets red.
Where's Ann? Ann's got to stand up for me somewhere.
I better be able to. I'm nervous now, my hand is trembling. It'll play real fast.
Oh, my brother,
Now we're going to show you what an nasty guitar picking he does here. He's got right. Floggy, put a hurting all over that thing. In case you leave before we get through, don't buy another record or anything, because I want to carry them back home with me. We're about out of them anyway. And I'm not doing like those other bluegrasses do, say they only have one left to get you to buy it. Because I don't want you to buy it unless you want it. But I won't, because I'd rather carry it all the way back to New York. Okay. You neither? Well, there you go. I'm a good salesman now. He took a business course, didn't he?
About 4 years of 5 years of them, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, actually took a couple of years.
How come we're not rich?
Yeah.
We're working on it.
Okay, listen here what he does on this guitar. Simply here, okay? That's a little too good.
Yeah. Don't give him hell.
boy, if I could play, he's a fool. If I could play guitar like that, I wouldn't fool with a band like this. I'd get me a job with Frank Sinatra where I could make some money.
Wait, which Frank is this? Oh. Is this Frank Sinatra? That's what you told us.
I'm a little few. You know, I like to do a little bit of a Rocky Road blues where I do some ugly stuff on the mandolin. A little blues thing. We try to change it around to please. We don't want to please nobody. And we don't either. Have y'all figured me out yet?
No.
Doggone, usually
after, back in awkward.
Usually after the first set, you figure me out. I'm getting scared now. It's getting serious. Boy, that thing's out of tune. One thing about a mandolin, when it's out of tune, it sounds like it's more of me. It really does, no kidding. There's two of me right now.
Which one are you?
I'm the other one. And he's out there with these folks. He's out there looking at himself now. I guess it's all right. I ain't got much nerve in it because we've been driving all day and we didn't have time to rest or nothing. And
the last 4 days.
It'll take you a little time to get warmed up here. I hope y'all ain't in no hurry. As I said a while ago, you can go with me. No, I said it the other way, didn't I? I'll go with you. At least one thing, we're having a good time, that's for sure. We enjoy it. That's why it's so much fun playing music. And when I travel out in the airplane, I went to Australia, and I don't like going away over there because it takes about 24 hours. You know. And what I did, I just got the mandolin out and I play on the airplane. Actually, because time goes by fast and I get a lot of audience, they're Count Ties audience. I mean, you can't get away. So they have to accept it. I can play anything I want to then. At least.
Next time, swim.
I will.
Yeah, we're going to England here real soon. Sweden and then the UK.
If I get any worse than I was last time, I ain't going to go with you. I'll be scared. Okay, this year's the Rocky Road Blues. See what y'all think about the way I play it.
Won't be lucky.
in the earth for a great old shiny man. Gonna shoot that mountain, there's stolen waiting again. Well, T for Texas, T for Tennessee, blah, blah. Yeah, T for Texas, T for Tennessee. And T for London, made a record in a better man.
Recorded. I hope I'm still playing as good then as I do now. I got mixed up my damn self that time. I'm really embarrassed. It's your fault. Almost it's your fault. This is called, I really enjoyed playing and I wish you had a request for it, called the New Camp County Races. I'm going to play it sort of medium. I'm going to after everybody gets through, I'm going to run off and leave everybody on it.
All right.
I'm going to get accused of them as well, huh? First, and we're going to take a little break after this year and have a shot of coffee and some of that light whitening. I bet you all still make it around here. They used to make it in Dayton when I was there growing up, mostly in Dayton. When I was going to bar dinner, I was about 16, 17, and they let me play in the bar because I was told I was older. And they hated me, people did, so they let me play anyway. And people still hate me now, and I really appreciate that. I really do. See, all you folks hate me, and I hate you all too. Is that okay with you all? Is that okay?
Works for me.
Does it work? You better ask me. I'm going to get scared to death. I'll jump in your arms. I'll say I'm with you, okay? Okay. Well, in case some of you do leave, I hope you don't. I would like to thank you very much for coming down here and tormenting me. I ain't tormenting you, Emma. Oh, good. Okay. I hope you don't leave, and hope you wait. We'll take a little break, and we've got some requests. Got a lot more. Now we'll play some good music when we come back. I promise. Is that okay with you, Emma?
Not hardly.
Okay, the new Countdown Races. Casey Lee, thank you very much for coming down here and supporting Bluegrass. We really appreciate it. I'll talk straight to you this time, okay? And Glory Gina Beezus. Okay. And you all too. Thank you. Thank you.
mighty better.
Practice. Some of these fellas didn't do them. If we don't do them perfect, it's my fault. I mean, it's his fault. I'll pass the dollar to somebody else. But I thought I'd let you know we're doing a lot of requests, and that way, if we do them bad and you got a CD, don't compare them, because we're supposed to do better than that is on the CD, at least. You ain't going to let us take all that stuff home with us, are you? I didn't think he would. Okay. What do you want to kick off? I'd like to kick off with one here where he plays a banjo. It's strange. And I don't know if it's strange or not. But he twists those keys and actually plays some tunes on that. I bet y'all never heard nothing like that. Because a guy called Kill Beef invented those keys. And you probably did too, didn't you? You've heard of Kill Beef. He's said his name probably the right way. This is called Day's Break. I mean Earl's Break.
Earl's Break.
I bet you ain't never seen anybody play a banjo like that. I'll stake your life on it.
1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
too.
If I You're welcome.
If I could play a banjo like that, I'd do a good job with Louis Wheatleg where I could make some money. You neither?
Me neither.
Here we're gonna do some songs that's on some of those records. A Pistol Packing Mama. We're gonna do this one here called Ashes Love. You've probably never heard this one here. Actually, you wrote that in there, didn't you? At least. I forgot about Clint in Cleveland about 3 or 4 times the last 50 or 60 years. Heck, none of y'all was born then. I better testify. What key we do this in?
F.
Last night we did it in F.
Yeah, let's try an F though this time.
We can't do it.
Really?
I really want to play an F.
Me neither. I'd like to do
about
a tune 70 here.
Miles an hour.
Since I ain't the only one that writes all stuff in here, Jim, he plays with me in fiddle, and he writes some tunes too. And he wrote one called Moss Creek, I think. What inspired you to write this, Moss Creek?
Yes, I
mean that title.
That's right.
you wise, too wise. So won't you hurt this in here and show these audience how good you am on a fiddle? I might even take a little break if you don't care.
You have a killer break. Oh. He's got a great slammer break, but sometimes he doesn't play it.
Nah, I was bragging on you. You weren't supposed to be bragging on me.
You ready?
No, but I am. Speed it down to about 90 miles an hour. I'd like to do one on top of Smokey. I really like it, so I don't like it. Lost time. I changed it, put a different kind of time into it, and so we do harmonies on it. Okay, you ready? Did it sound okay? I mean, Smokey, did it sound okay? It better, huh?
already.
Me neither. I'd like to do a tune that I wrote when I first time I went to California in the 70s. I met a lot of Mexican folks out there and I heard some of the music, so I decided I'd write a tune. And they really liked it because they played strange like I do. That resoundable, would you all?
Yeah, resoundable.
Yeah, and these are fellas that came to the workshop today. I told them I was going to do the Stexican Monk. Is that the name of it? How do you say that?
That's the Stexican, Mexican style.
Oh, I know it's similar.
Similar.
Yeah. We got to do this because it has that tricky timings in it, and it actually sounds like we're out of time, but we're not really. I hope. Unless he passes his foot the wrong way. Yeah. But and you can watch how I do it because you're sitting right here in front. and we've got a lot of mandolin players in here. And it's amazing how many young ladies are learning to play the mandolin, even old ladies, too.
There is no such thing. Are you kidding? There's no such thing as an old lady.
I know. But if I hadn't said it that way, these girls are 14, 16-year-old, they get mad if you say they're that old. They won't pretend like they're 20.
Yeah, me too.
Me neither. I'll soon be that old, about 50 years from now. Where was it?
Oh, yeah.
It's strange that them young ladies won't play the mandolin. I guess they really like it, because there's a lady that I talk, she's about 30-year-old, she didn't know nothing on the mandolin, and she got one of those lesson tapes we have with us. Now she's showing me up. It's on the internet, too.
DVDs. DVDs.
Yeah. Actually, after I taught her a couple of years, I taught her some of that hard stuff that I wrote, and it's amazing how good she does, and I quit giving her lessons. She lives in Albany, New York, about 20 miles from me.
Karen,
yeah, Karen Wilson. And she's awful ugly, too.
Yeah, she's a picture of her on the website, actually.
She's so ugly, if she didn't have a husband, I'd steal her away. And so would I.
You bet you would.
Ain't that the truth? Yeah.
But would you be giving her free lessons? That's the thing.
You kidding? I bet her husband, because there's awful pretty young ladies here tonight, that Lava wants some free lessons. I'll have to take them up on it. I'm with you. Okay, see what you think about this here song. This is the first time Dave tried it, I think. And if he messes it up,
that's right.
Yep. If he messes it up, ain't none of me. It ain't my fault.
It ain't my fault either.
It's yours.
Okay. Dave. It's Dave's fault.
Y'all ain't no hurry, are you? Good, because we like to just play and play. Because this is the last time we played till about a long time.
February.
Is it February?
Yeah, California.
It's then February. We go to Europe. February.
Oh, that's right. That's why we're going to do Groundhog.
It is February.
Yeah, because, it's so the second or first. I forget.
We don't play for two more weeks.
Tomorrow.
Well, it's almost tomorrow now.
Way long enough, it'll be tomorrow.
Ain't that, well, we tend to do that.
If you play it fast enough, it'll be yesterday.
Yeah, Lee. Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned it. I just almost forgot that again. And if we forget that again, you beat him up. It wasn't my fault. Okay?
Yeah. Sorry.
Now, we got to do that. I'm sure glad you mentioned that. Because I clean forgot about it. You know, when you get young as me, your memory serves you real good. When I go to the refrigerator sometime, I forget what I went after. And you think that ain't true, but that's really true.
Me neither.
But I never forget how to play music and to keep writing tunes. This is one of them now. Testify. Thank you.
Yeah,
I guess you got a little bored. See how it went for the whole band. Now we'll do a...
She's only sleeping.
Well, that's close enough for record. Huh? Some folks back there asked us to do also Mother's Not Dead before we do that real high tenor. Is it okay to do this in a flat club like this or a bar? I hope it ain't okay because we're going to do it anyway. Because if the audience asks us to do something, they're the boss, not us. And the boss man over there says, all right. He don't even know what I'm talking about. We ain't in trouble, are we?
There's only one boss man.
Oh, okay.
He's the one talking to you.
Uh-oh.
Talking to us.
I'm with you. Let's do that. That's a pretty song.
Way back.
groundhog now. They asked for it. The whistle pig, they call it. He called it whistle pig.
Whistle pig?
Yeah. That's a groundhog.
Yeah.
I went to see those fellas when I was old. They was playing way. What's the name of that place y'all was playing? Are you back in Topper?
Huh?
When I was this high, I went to see those fellas playing music. The piano player.
Piano player?
Yeah. Yeah, you knew who I meant, didn't you? It's nice to have y'all come down. I hope you go away.
You will.
Okay, groundhog, we've never actually tried this before. Okay, that sounds good. That's a little too good, huh? Even I think it is, even if I did write it. And I'm glad you mentioned that, because I about forgot about that thing. I must be getting young, huh? I'm going to tune good for this one. Because that's a pretty one. Well, there must be more of me, because that one string was out of tune.
When you bought it.
No, it wasn't either. It had the strings. It was only 1923. It really did. When it got it in 1960. I've been offered about $300 for the one he gave me.
I'll give you $400.
Huh?
I'll give you $400 for it.
See, I can't believe it. This is in F, and I put those pretty minor chords in it, and I play some slow parts and some fast parts. You've never tried this. Did you want to take a break in?
I think the guitar player can take a break on it.
Oh, would you like to take a break?
Sure.
Yeah, we'll experiment. You don't mind if we sort of experiment, do you?
No.
Good. It's more fun to do things you don't know. then if we do bad on it, then we can't...
blame it on Jim.
Yeah, blame it on
Jim. Yeah, speak for myself.
Waltz and bluegrass. Thank you.
down, we had a request for some ladies sitting back here, and they said do the Carpenter song. You probably never heard it, have you? It's a religious song called Working on a Building.
Oh, is that working?
Yeah. And he's going to prove what a good operation he had.
I might have to have it done again.
Yeah. If you don't do good this time, those folks are going to do it for you.
Yeah.
Put yeah.
Yeah. That's thought just anybody can play on it. Pistol Pack and Mama.
Right. Is she here tonight?
Yeah, she's with you. We'll do this here because we like to play around in it and I like to do all this fancy stuff. And they don't either.
No. We
right?
Do. Oh. No, we don't.
I know.
It's
yeah.
Us.
And you and us too, yeah.
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 be your lucky daddy if you would pick a moon. Lay the pistol down, baby, lay that pistol down. It's back in mama, lay that pistol down. Lay that pistol down, baby, lay that pistol down. It's back in mama. Thank you.
thank you very much for coming down. I hope to see you all again. Bless you. People don't, fiddle players don't like to do, and this song was wrote the year I was born in 1934. It was wrote by a fella who's on that Pistol Packin' Mama album called Chubby Wise.
Chubby Wise.
And he did the he wrote the Orange Blossom Special, and I like to do it because I play put some hurting on the mandolin. I play it like it's supposed to be played, like I'm gonna learn you all how to play.
You neither?
Yeah, me neither. And all you young ladies learn to play the mandolin. Probably in a month after you get my lesson tape, you'll probably show me how to do it. It's fun to harass y'all, it really is. I'd like to thank everybody for coming down here and hearing us. I really appreciate it, and I hope you invite us back again someday. Something that I thought is you can't beat these Buckeyes. And then Broadhoppers and Ridge Runners. They call me Broadhoppers. Ridge Runners in here too, right? Yeah, that's the only way to be. I'm all three of it. Okay, when we do the Orange Blossom, we'll sing a little, let you know how the melody goes. Then we'll put a hurting on it. Thank you.
I'm going to slow it down to about 90.